This is Harry Edwards, speaking from the Spiritual Healing Sanctuary at Shia in Surrey. All over the world, many people are sorely tried with sickness and unhappiness for which they seek comfort and relief. People write or come to us for spiritual healing when medical science can do no more for them. And whilst we can never give any promise in advance, we rejoice to see healing master their afflictions. There is no known disease, irrespective of its cause, that cannot be helped through the power of spiritual healing. Spiritual healing is not faith healing. It is divine, being God's gift to all his children, irrespective of a race or creed. We believe that every healing is a planned act, intelligently carried out by God's ministers in spirit, whom we call our healing guides. It is because they have acquired greater wisdom that they are able to overcome the causes of disease and to remove the symptoms. The means by which this takes place is through those of us who possess the gift of healing. We ourselves do not heal. The healing comes through us to the patient. Healers possess the faculty of spiritual attunement with the healing guides, and so become channels through whom the healing forces are conveyed to the sick one. It is through this attunement the healer makes known to the healing guides the needs of the sick, and by the same means is enabled to receive intuitively diagnosis and counsel for the patient's welfare. The actual diagnosis is the responsibility of the guide and not the healer. And it is the guide who directs and controls the healing force according to the particular needs of the patient. Before any healing can take place, the cause of the sickness must first be removed. Many illnesses have a psychosomatic origin, that is, the cause exists within the patient's mind, perhaps in the form of fear, frustration, anxiety, responsibility, or even something deep-seated, such as the inability to fulfill some desire or ambition. The spirit guides are able to see the exact nature of the trouble, and so direct their healing influencing to soothe the upset, give new thought directives, and thus induce a more calm and contented outlook. Indeed, at the commencement of healing treatment, particularly with absent healing, the sufferer becomes aware of a sense of inner strength and upliftment which benefits the entire health tone, and so permits the healing to overcome more easily the symptoms of stress. This explains why spiritual healing is able to bring about recoveries from so-called incurable diseases. For by restoring serenity to the mind, the origin of the disease is mastered. Healing is not a cure-all. It is not all-powerful. It must conform to the spiritual and physical laws that govern us. But within the scope of those laws, much can be done. Pain can be soothed away. Growths can be dispersed. Spinal misalignments can be corrected, and so on. Even when a full recovery may not be possible, the granting of easement, fortitude, and inner peace is still an act of healing. We never limit within our minds the power of healing. And while we cannot foresee the future, we have supreme confidence in the spirit guides to render all the help possible at any particular time. Talking of time, in many cases, a period of time is necessary to induce the good changes which lead to the overcoming of the sickness. Therefore, most healings are progressive and, allowing for fluctuations, are permanent. We are always optimistic, and while it is not our wish to raise hopes unduly in grave illnesses, we look for healing to take place. Spiritual healers pay high tribute to the medical profession and seek to cooperate with it. We believe that spiritual healing and medical practice are complementary to each other, and the best form of treatment is to take advantage of both. Spiritual healing has a divine origin, that is, it comes from God. Thus, we shall be helping ourselves to receive it if we live rightly and think rightly. Inner happiness and joy of living are priceless blessings, and we can cultivate these by following the laws that govern our well-being. Nervous distress and depression, inferiority complexes, and negative fears will yield to the good healing influences directed from spirit if one, at first, simply looks for happiness in the smallest things of life. And from this, the greater good will follow. Depressions are largely a matter of outlook. And if one consciously looks for a happy change to come, then it will. There will come a smile for one's self, with a song in the heart. And this will be reflected in the countenance and general demeanor. When retiring, one should look for refreshing sleep, restoring energies, and lasting until the morning. On waking, look for a happier day, and think of the pleasures it holds for you. There will come a sensing of inner upliftment and new strength, with the knowledge that whatever need there will arise, you will be given guidance and help to deal with it. In your waking moments, breathe in slowly, yet fully, consciously absorbing into yourself more oxygen, vitality, strength, and healing power. You will feel all the better for it, and feel more like being on top of the world. This is the finest way of cooperating with a spiritual healing purpose, to promote a better health tone, to nourish the bloodstream, and help the heart action, thus assisting the healing purpose in its task of overcoming affliction. Because there must always be a state of harmony between that which is transmitted and that which is received, we are thus able to receive healing from a spiritual source, simply because we are partly spiritual beings in this, our present life. Thus, we can bring ourselves closer to that spiritual source who is God, the Father of us all, by cultivating a high spiritual code of life, by not doing any hurtful thing to anyone, and to serve both God and our fellows by right living, to help those who are in need, and respecting the animal kingdom as part of God's creation. Because we can receive spiritual healing, it shows that we are akin to spirit and therefore with God. It proves our immortality and that a spiritual heritage lies before us all in a new life when this earthly one has ended. Spiritual healing is part of the divine plan for the progression of all souls. And I hope everyone who hears my voice will work for this plan by spreading knowledge of the truths that underlie spiritual healing. Let us therefore unite in the following prayerful thoughts, and so help to lay the foundations for the days ahead. May I be thankful for all the blessings I already have. Grant me relief from pain and sickness. Protect me from all ills, and grant me good health in the days to come. Remove all causes of imperfection, and bring thy healing ministers close to me, that I may be conscious of their presence, and so receive guidance and inspiration. Grant me courage and fortitude to overcome all adversity. Let me be conscious of thy strength in all times of need. Grant me confidence to overcome my fears and not to anticipate harm. Teach me how to live rightly in thy sight, to do only that which is right and true. I pray that good guidance and right influencing will inspire all thy peoples to be as brothers, one to the other, and that peace shall endure for all time. Amen. This is Harry Edwards saying, God bless you, my friends, and may all healing blessings be with you.